Turn with me to the second letter of the Apostle Paul to Timothy.
请我们一起打开提摩太后书第一章。
And from verse 12.
我们从十二节一起来读。
For which cause I suffer also these things, yet I am not ashamed. For I know him whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to guard that which I have committed unto him against that day. Hold the pattern of sound words which thou hast heard from me, in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. That good thing which was committed unto thee, guard through the Holy Spirit which dwelleth in us.
十二节，为这缘故我也受这些苦难，然而我不以为耻，因为知道我所信的是谁，也深信他能保全我所交付他的，直到那日。你从我听的那纯正话语的规模，要用基督耶稣里的信心和爱心常常守着。从前所交托你的善道，你要靠着那住在我们里面的圣灵牢牢地守着。
And then in the Ephesian letter of the Apostle Paul in chapter 5,
以弗所书第五章,
from verse 15,
十五节,
Look therefore carefully how ye walk, not as unwise, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is.And be not drunken with wine wherein is a riot, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking one to another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to God even the Father, subjecting yourselves one to another in the fear.
十五节到二十一节，你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人，要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶，不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何，不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。当用诗章颂词灵歌彼此对说，口唱心和的赞美主，凡事要奉我们主耶稣基督的名常常感谢父神，又当存敬畏基督的心彼此顺服。
And then finally in the second letter of the Apostle Paul to the Corinthians and chapter 3 from verse 17
格林多后书三章十七节。
Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are transformed into the same image, from glory to glory, even as from the Lord the Spirit.Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, even as we have obtained mercy, we faint not. But we have renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by the manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. And even if our gospel is veiled,It is veiled in them that perish, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of the unbelieving, that the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should not dawn upon them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus as Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. Seeing it is God that said, light shall shine out of darkness, who shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the exceeding greatness of the power may be of God and not from ourselves.
哥林多后书从第三章十七节念到四章第七节，主就是那灵，主的灵在哪里，哪里就得自由。我们众人既敞着脸，得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。我们既然蒙怜悯，受了这职分，就不丧胆，乃将那暧昧可耻的事弃绝了，不行诡诈，不谬讲神的道理，只将真理表明出来，好在神面前把自己建于个人的良心。如果我们的福音蒙蔽，就蒙蔽在灭亡的人身上。此等不信之人，被这世界的神弄瞎了心眼，不叫基督荣耀福音的光照着他们。基督本是神的像，我们原不是传自己，乃是传基督耶稣为主，并且自己因耶稣做你们的仆人。那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神，已经照在我们心里，叫我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
So we have a word of prayer.
我们再有一点祷告。
Beloved Lord, we are so thankful that we are here gathered in your presence this evening.
亲爱的主，我们何等的感谢你，今天晚上我们再一次可以聚集在您的脚前。
We have been asking you in song that you revive us.
主，我们唱诗的时候，我们的心真是像诗歌所说，求你复兴你的工作。
And we want to thank you, Lord, that you are far more ready to revive us than we are to be revived.
主，我们实在感谢你，你对你的工作需要复兴的迫切度远超过我们的心愿。
Beloved Lord, will you take this time and fill it with yourself?
主，我们求你用你自己来充满今天晚上整个这段时间。
Tabernacle upon us, Lord.
求你在我们中间支搭你的帐幕。
Let your power and your glory touch us all.
让你的能力与荣耀摸着充满我们每一个人。
We thank you for the anointing which you have won for us at Calvary.
我们感谢你在加略山上，你已经把膏油迎娶给我们了。
And we thank you that you make it a living reality in the person of your Holy Spirit.
主，今天你也把我们能够放在圣灵中而活，成为我们生活的实际。
Therefore, Lord, we stand by faith into that anointing, grace, and power for this evening.
因此我们凭着信心，我们就站在这个圣膏油下，支取属于我们的能力。
For the speaking of your word, for the translating of it, and for the hearing of it.
为着今天晚上我们释放信息的、翻译的与听话的。
We are altogether, Lord, unworthy.
我们都是不配的人。
Speaker.Translator and people.
不管是说的、翻译的、听话，都是如此。
But we praise you. You have justified us in your sight.
但是我们感谢、赞美你的名，因为你已经在基督里称我们为义了。
Through the finished work of our Lord Jesus.
借着他在十字架上完成的工作。
And Lord, we need to hear you.
我们何等迫切希望听见主你自己说话。
Speak by your spirit into our hearts.
主，求你说话，仆人静听。
We ask it in the name of our Messiah, the Lord Jesus.
我们乃是奉主耶稣基督的名祈求。
Amen. I don't think there's any need for me to say that the theme of this conference is centered in 2 Timothy chapter 1 from verse 12 to 14.
我想到现在我们不需要再重复说到这次的主题是集中在提摩太后书一章十二到十四节。
If someone has missed that, they must be dead.
如果到现在有人还搞不清楚的话，他大概已经死了。
Every one of our sessions here in this auditorium has been based upon those words.In 2 Timothy chapter 1 from verse 12 to 14.
在这次特会中无论哪一个聚会我们的讲员总是集中他的信息在这几节的圣经里头。
And my responsibility has been verse 14.
那我交通的重点是在14节。
That good thing which was entrusted unto thee God.Through the Holy Spirit who dwells in us.
从前所交付你的善道，你要靠着那住在我们里面的圣灵，牢牢地守着。
Last Wednesday night, I spoke in general about the person and the work of the Holy Spirit.
第一晚上，我的重点是讲到圣灵的本身，做一个介绍。
And yesterday morning, I spoke about the practical side.Being filled with the Spirit.
昨天早上我交通的重点就说到我们每一个基督徒在实际的生活中如何被圣灵所充满。
To me, the most amazing thing in this universe.
对我来讲，在这个宇宙中最稀奇的一件事
is that God.Has placed eternal, incorruptible treasure in earthen vessels.
就是我们的神居然把这个永远不能朽坏的宝贝放在一个瓦器里头。
Only God would take such a risk.
只有我们的神敢来冒这个险。
One would have thought that if he was going to pour eternal, incorruptible treasure into something, he would make it a vessel of gold.
神应该把他这一个永久宝的一个宝贝放在一个金的器皿里头。
Or at the very least, a vessel of bronze.
或者退一步说，也起码放在一个铜器的里头。
But he takes the most fragile of all materials, earthenware.
但是他偏偏就拣选一个非常脆弱的一个瓷器里陶器里头。
Not even porcelain or China.
还不是中国的瓷器
cheap earthenware
他乃是选了一个非常卑贱的土器
easily cracked
很容易就碎了
easily broken
很容易就破了
easily disposed of
失去它的意义很容易丢掉
That's youAnd that's me.
这个器皿就是你，就是我。
Some of us may have slightly more painted on the earthenware.
可能有一些人的器皿外面涂的蛮漂亮的。
A little more beautiful.
看起来顺眼。
Others very plain.
有的人就是没什么不起眼。
But it's all earthenware.
但是不管怎么样，都是这一个
Can you believe that God, by His Holy Spirit, places eternal treasure in such vessels?
你能够想象，能够相信我们的神居然把这么一个宝贝放在一个瓦器里吗？
And we're told exactly why he does it.
然后他也告诉我们他为什么这样做。
That the exceeding greatness of his power may be of himself, of God, and not from ourselves.
就是这能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
The whole invisible world looks on.
整个看不见的事情，看不见的世界都注目在我们这件事情。
Marveling.
都在稀奇。
That God should place such treasure in such vessels.
神怎么会把这样贵重的宝贝居然放在这样的一个卑贱的器皿上呢？
And when you look at this passage that I read,
如果你把刚刚我们读的圣经再看一次，
You will see that it includes everything.
在这段话里面都包罗了。
We who have been saved by the grace of God.
我们是靠着他的恩典得救。
We who are being transformed, changed into the likeness of the Lord Jesus.
那神也把我们改变像他的儿子一样。
We who are absolutely worthless.
我们的本来是毫无价值的。
He's putting treasure into us.
但是他居然放进我们里面一个最大的宝贝。
Some Christians think that they are rather precious.
有些基督徒认为自己本身就是宝贝。
I've lived long enough to find we're all worthless.
但是很可惜我们在一个角度来看都是没有任何价值的。
Only when the Lord saves us.
只有当他来拯救我们。
Only when the Lord begins a work within us by the Spirit.
只有神靠着他的灵在我们身上做工的时候。
Only when we're changed from one capacity for glory to a greater capacity for glory.
只有当神的改变的时候把我们从一个卑贱的变成一个贵重带着荣耀的。
Is there something precious in us?
我们本身难道有什么可贵之处吗？
What is this preciousness?
我们有什么可贵的地方？
This good deposit.
这个宝贝。
This good thing.
这个
This treasure.
这个宝贝。
It is the Lord Jesus.
乃是耶稣基督自己。
It is Christ in us.
就是基督在我们里面。
The certain hope of glory.
这就是我们荣耀的盼望。
Christ, the Messiah, in us.
耶稣基督在我们里面。
The certain hope of glory.
这个本身就是荣耀的盼望。
There are only three materials out of which that city at the end of the Bible in Revelation 21 and 22.
在圣经的最后启示录的21-22章告诉我们在那个城市里头只有三种材料。
That capital city of God's kingdom.
那个城市乃是神整个宇宙的首都。
That center for his government.
神的政权的首都。
Throughout the ages to come.
那是在不久的将来就要来到。
That wife of the Lamb.
那同时也是羔羊的妻子。
That bride of Christ.
基督的亲父。
With which the Bible concludes.
那也是整本圣经的结束。
It is produced out of only three materials.
圣经启示我们那个城是由三个材料构成的。
Gold.
金子。
Precious stone.
宝石。
And pearl.
与珍珠。
Eternal treasure.
那是永远的珍宝。
Christ is the gold.
基督是那个黄金。
Christ is the precious stone.
基督是那一个宝石。
Christ is the pearl.
基督是那一个珍珠。
That is what the Holy Spirit is producing in these fragile, worthless vessels of clay.
这就是今天圣灵在这一个不值钱的瓦器身上正在做的工作，把它变成这三种材料。
I don't know whether there's any need for me to say more.
我不知道我还需要说什么。
I marvel at the way the Lord puts up with us.
我常常稀奇神怎么有这么大的耐心来忍耐我们，等候我们。
Having saved us,
他第一拯救我们。
Brought us to himself,
要把我们带到他的面前。
We give him endless trouble.
我们带给他无穷的。
Arguing,
我们与他辩论，
murmuring,
我们埋怨，
resisting,
我们抵抗，
rebelling,
我们背叛，
grieving the Spirit,
我们叫
in charge of this word,
我们叫圣灵常常担忧，为我们担忧，
sometimes quenching him,
我们甚至消灭圣灵的感动。
The word is such a strong word. The Greek word translated in most of our versions, quench, it means to erase.To obliterate.
这个消灭圣灵的感动是非常强烈的字。
Blot out.
我们把它推之于外。
Obliterate.
把它取消。
It is amazing to me that the Lord perseveres with us.
我很稀奇，我们的主在我们这么大的抗拒里面还能够坚持工作。
Treasure in earthen vessels.
宝贝放在瓦器里。
Whether we're workers, whether we're just those who are members of the body of the Lord Jesus.
我们都是这一个身体上的一个肢体。
This treasure has been placed in us.
这个宝贝就放在我们每个人里面。
It is interesting that when he says the exceeding greatness of this power may be not of ourselves but of God.
注意这个格林多后书这里这句话，他说：“这要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
Not from ourselves,
不是我们
，but of God,
乃是出于神。
When you come, as our brother spoke about this morning, to Revelation.” The last book of the Bible.
你如果注意今天早上你在这里听见我们弟兄交通到启示录。
We find that this last book of the Bible, the 66th book, in which everything is summed up in the whole of the Bible.
这圣经的最后一卷书，这第66卷。是整个前面圣经的总结。
We discover the risen, glorified, triumphant Messiah in the midst of seven golden lampstands.
启示录第一个意象就表现出这位基督是荣耀的，得胜的，他正行走在七个金灯台中间。
And we are told what those lampstands are.
同时你看见圣灵告诉我们这七个金灯台代表什么。
They represent seven churches.
它代表七个教会。
The Holy Spirit has selected seven churches.
圣灵拣选了七个教会
to symbolize the whole church of God on earth in time in place.
用这七个教会来代表在时间里在空间里所有的地上的教会。
Whether we look at it as the whole of church history till today,
如果我们把整个教会的历史从头一直看到今天，
or whether we see it simply as the church of God on earth in time in place,
或者我们看整个在这个时段地上所有各地的教会，
the message is the same.
他的信息是一样的。
Listen to what the Lord says.
注意听主怎么说话。
I counsel thee to buy of me gold refined in the fire.
主说，你要向我买火炼的金子。
In other words,
换而言之
those seven churches, they are.Vessels of clay.
那七个教会本来是瓦器。
Into which God has placed eternal treasure.
在这个器皿里面，神把一个永远的宝贝藏在这个瓦器里。
The book of Revelation begins with these seven churches.
启示录开始就是先看见这七个教会
and ends with the holy city, the new Jerusalem.
然后到这个书的结束，你看见的是那一个新耶路撒冷
and they are related.
这个头尾是相关的。
What God is doing in that church, expressed in place, in time,is directly related to the fulfillment of his purpose.
就是说神在时间里在任何一个地方在一个教会身上所做的工作他现在所做的跟将来的那一个新耶路撒冷有直接的关系。
Oh, someone says, no, you've got it wrong.
那有的人会说不不不我不同意。
The church is the body of our Lord Jesus.
教会是基督的身体。
Of course.
那我承认。
But listen.
但是注意。
Everyone is looking for the perfect church.
每一个人都在找一个完美的教会。
You'll never find it.
但是你找不到。
It is impossible.
根本不可能。
The church down here is by its nature imperfect.
今天在地上的教会没有一个是完美的。
It has to be.
只能如此。
If you think the church is an elitist group of going on saints,
如果你想在一个地上你有一个所有最好的基督徒总合在一起的一个完美教会。
Wait until God answers somebody's prayer that he saved unsaved people.
如果这样的一个教会一祷告说主啊求你救地上的罪人。
And within a matter of days, weeks, the church that is so perfect and elite will become imperfect and not at all elite.
当你做完这个祷告之后在一两个星期或一两个月之内这个教会就马上不完全了。
The 120 may have been perfect.
在第一世纪第一次教会诞生的120人可能是完美
But within hours,
但是在一个小时
they became 3,120.
神把3000个人加入这个教会
The alcoholics, the drug addicts, the pimps, the prostitutes, saved by the grace of God.
所以在这3000人里面有是醉酒的有是妓女的有是这个那个那个的
those,
都不完全了
Those who had enormous problems,
都带着一身的问题跑到教会来
Ananias and Sapphira,
像阿拿尼亚这种
欺哄圣灵的人 They weren't necessarily in the 3,000, but they certainly joined before long.
可能不是属于头一批的3000人可能后来他们也
进来了 Simon the Sorcerer
那还有西门这个
So we could go on
所以你可以找到很多很多不完整的人
These seven churches only one of them is not rebuked
在这个七个教会里头只有一个教会没有被主责备
Even the church which has received the greatest revelation of the eternal purpose of God
在他们中间有一个教会有最高的启示得到认识神永远的旨意。
Jesus said, I have this against you.
但是主却对那个教会说
you have,
我有一件事情反对你。
You have left your first love.
因为你离开你起初的爱。
Repent therefore.
要悔改。
And do the first works.
做你起初的工作。
Or else I will come and remove your lampstand out of its place.
你若不悔改，我就要把你的灯台从原处挪去。
What does that mean?
什么意思？
Remove the lampstand out of its place.
什么意思叫做把你的灯台从原处挪去？
Does it seem to be a church?
那就不做教会了吗？
It seems to me that the lampstand holds the testimony.
这个金灯台的意义乃是他把这个耶稣基督的见证高举。
Just as our brother said this morning.
像我们弟兄今天早上说的。
That lampstand holds the lamps.
那个灯台乃是把这个灯举起来。
So the church holds the testimony of Jesus.
所以就像教会把耶稣基督的见证举起来。
What happens when the lampstand is removed?
但是如果把这个时候金灯台挪掉。
The testimony of Jesus is gone.
那么意思就是说耶稣的见证就没有
了。Then the church is just a matter of routine.
那么教会就变成一种外表的形式。
Bible study.Bible study.
读查经聚会。
Prayer meeting.
祷告聚会。
Breaking of bread.
擘饼聚会。
Evangelistic outreach.
传福音聚会。
All kinds of things.
各式各样的聚会。
But the real meaning and significance has gone.
但是它的精髓没有了。
I have known our brother Stephen for 51 years.
我认识我们江弟兄有51年之久。
And I have never heard him as clear as the two last sessions in which he has spoken.
在这51年我没有我最近刚刚释放的两篇信息是我从来没有听过那么清楚的。
If anyone leaves this conference and does not understand what God has entrusted to this church,They must be dumb.
如果我们中间任何一个弟兄姊妹离开这个聚会而没有理解我们弟兄这次所交通的信息，那你是够笨的了。
It could never be said more clearly or more simply.
因为我们的弟兄这次的解释大概是没有能够再比这个更清楚的。
Look at Laodicea.
注意看老底家。
This isn't an institutional church.
这个老底家教会
traditional church.
已经变成一个传统的组织性的教会。
It is an assembly of born again people.
这里是一群重生得救的基督徒。
They had the breaking of bread.
这个教会有擘饼聚会。
They had their Bible studies.
有查经聚会。
Their prayer meetings.
有祷告聚会。
They had their evangelistic outreach.
也有传福音的聚会。
And the Lord Jesus, the head of the church, was outside of the door.
但是你发现，教会的主，耶稣基督，居然在这个教会的门外。
Neither the elders nor the workers, it seems, had any idea that he was outside knocking on the door.
但是这个教会的长老，这个教会的工人，教会的弟兄姊妹，没有任何人有任何的概念，教会的主在外面敲门。
This is the story of the church.
这就是教会的
If you look at church history,
如果你去看教会的历史
it has happened again and again and again and again.
这样的悲惨的历史是一直重复在
The church rumbles on.
教会的这个好像从外表看一直继续
It has its routine.
它反正就是照章行事
But the spirit is quenched.
但是在这里圣灵的感动没有了。
The word of God is contradicted.
神的话也没有能力了。
Everything becomes lifeless.
每一样所做的事情好像失去生命力。
In my estimation, the words of the Lord Jesus In Revelation 3 and verse 19,
启示录3章19节,
are the most plaintive words the Lord has used.
我想这句话是主耶稣用的最 清楚的一句话,
if any man hear my voice.
20节,
let it sink in to every person in this place.
愿意这句话, 主说, 若有人听见我的声音, 这句话,
here is the Lord, the head of the church,
这位教会的元首,
the Savior and Redeemer,
这位我们的救主, 我们的救主,
the Alpha and the Omega,
这位介绍自己是Alpha, 是Omega的这位,
the beginning and the end,
他是头,
the first and the last,
他是首先的, 是幕后的,
and the Amen,
这位Amen的主,
and he is saying to a church of born again believers,
对着一批重生得救的基督徒说话,
if any man hear my voice,
若有人听见我的声音,
is it possible to have the Lord's table?
我们有薄饼聚会不是吗?
And ignore his voice?
但是听不见主说话?
Is it possible to have Bible studies?
我们有查经的聚会不是吗?
And ignore his voice?
但是我们没有听见主说话?
Is it possible to have prayer meetings?
我们也有祷告聚会不是吗?
And ignore his voice?
但是我们也听不见主说话?
Now we come to my responsibility. That good thing, that treasure entrusted to you, guard by the Holy Spirit who dwells in you.
那个宝贝，那个放在我们里面的那个宝贝， 要守着它，靠着圣灵。
If you and I do not guard that by the Holy Spirit who dwells in us, that treasure,
如果我们不去守住这一个在我们里面的宝贝,
we shall lose it.
我们会把它失去的,
we shall become poor.
我们就变成贫穷。
Listen to the Lord Jesus.
听主自己说,
he says, you think you are rich, and you have gotten riches.
主对这个教会说, 你以为你已经富足, 什么都不缺,
you know everything.
你什么都知道,
and you do not know that you are wretched and poor and miserable and blind.
却不知道你是那个困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼。
What's happened to the treasure?
到底发生什么事?
What has happened to the treasure?
这个宝贝到哪里去了?
Which has been given to the church?
这个宝贝不是明明给了教会吗?
Poor.
但是主说,
miserable.
贫穷,
blind.
瞎眼,
wretched.
可怜,
naked.
赤身露体,
what a catalogue.
教会怎么变成这个悲惨的地步呢?
Could the Lord be saying that of you and of me?
主这个话很可能是对你对我说的，不是吗?
So tremendous is this matter.
这件事情太重要了。
That treasure, that good thing, that good deposit entrusted to you. God, by the Holy Spirit who dwells.
这个宝贝神给了我们, 神要求我们, 靠着圣灵, 好好地守住。
I understand that some people got a bit fussed up about what I said about being filled with the Spirit.
可能有的人对我昨天所说的怎么样被圣灵充满有一点意见。
Well, I'd say it all over again.
但是我还是要再说一次。
I mean, the fact of the matter is this, unless you're filled with the Holy Spirit to overflow, you will never guard the treasure entrusted to you.
我的重点就是说，你如果不是被圣灵充满的话，你根本不可能守住神托付给教会的这一个宝贝。
You have a terrible enemy.
因为你有一个很可怕的仇敌。
A thief.
一个小偷。
Who will rob you.
他要把你的宝贝偷走。
And spoil you.
把你整个毁坏。
And destroy you if he
can. 把你毁掉。
These are the words of the Lord Jesus.
因为这是主自己说的。
Don't make little of being filled with the Holy Spirit.
不要小看主说要被圣灵充满。
As if it belongs to radical people who are overboard and nuts.
好像这个经历是应该属于那些所谓极端分子他才会有的经历。
There is no way to guard the treasure. Keep it. Watch over it. But by being filled with the Holy Spirit.
如果你不是被圣灵充满，你根本谈不上保守这个宝贝不失去。
No wonder in the early church they never appointed anyone to any position, however mundane or menial, who was not full of the Spirit.
所以你看，初代的教会在任何一个教会的事工上，不管大与小，再小。都要找一个人是圣灵充满的人。
When they had a whole lot of problem,
教会有很多不同的问题。
About money,
可能是钱的问题。
Well, I'm Jewish, so I understand it entirely. They had, and you're Chinese, so you understand it as well. They were arguing about money.
教会里面，我是犹太人，我很懂得钱是很大的问题，中国人也不例外。教会里面常常为钱有。
Certain Greek-speaking Jews were not getting the money they should have. The Hebrew-speaking Jews were getting it.
在第一代的教会里头，那些讲希腊话的犹太人没有得到该得的份，而那些用希伯来话的犹太人，他们得到了，他们因此不平，就有纷争。
So what would we have done?
那么我们又有什么问题呢?
We would have looked around for somebody who is a graduate in economics.
那我们就去找一个什么样的专家来整这个问题呢?大概是找一个修经济的专家。
A businessman.
是一个会做生意的人。
Who, if nothing else happens, could perhaps make up the fall.
因为他赚的钱很多,可以多奉献一点。
What did the early church do?
但是初代的教会怎么解决呢?
Even the things to do with money,
就是管财。
They sought out men filled with the Holy Spirit.
他们去找一个能够被圣灵充满的人来管账。
No wonder some of those became evangelists.
所以到后来就成为了一个传福音的人。
Teachers,
做教师。
When a person is filled with the Holy Spirit,
当一个人被圣灵所充满,
Christ is the center and circumference of their life.
基督就成为这个人的生命的中心与他整个生活的圆周。
When someone is filled with the Holy Spirit,
当一个人被圣灵充满,
Christ is everything to them.
基督变成他一切。
He has the preeminence in everything.
基督在他的生活中有居首位。
He has the priority.
基督在一切事情上居优先。
When you're only half filled with the Spirit,
如果你只被圣灵充满一半,
you'll be half filled with self.
那另外一半就是你自己。
When you're only half filled with the Spirit,
当你只有一半充满
，You will be half filled with this world.
你另外一半就是世界
，With what the world wants.
世界对你有要求
，What it seeks.
追求世界
，Everything to do with it.
每一个世界上所追求的你也追求。
When your heart filled with the Spirit,
当你只一半充满圣灵。
Business,
你的生意
will completely take you.
就霸占了你的心。
Don't despise being filled with the Spirit.
不要藐视这件被圣灵充满的重要性。
There is no other way.
因为没有第二个方法。
How can you subject yourself one to another in the fear of Christ?
我们刚刚读的圣经说，在基督里要彼此顺服。这个怎么办得到呢？没有被圣灵充满。
Only by being filled with the Spirit.
除非被圣灵充满。
Where do our divisions come from? Our factions.
教会为什么分裂？从哪里发生的？
Our infighting.
互相对着干。
When we're not filled with the Holy Spirit.
因为我们没有被圣灵充满。
This matter is so important.
因为这个点非常重要。
When the nucleus in an assembly is filled with the Holy Spirit,
当教会的核心是这些弟兄是被圣灵充满的话，
Christ becomes the center and circumference of that assembly.
自然而然，基督就成为教会的中心。与教会整个的圆周包含
He is everything.
基督成为教会的每一个部分。
No wonder the apostle said, "The treasure entrusted to you, God, by the Holy Spirit who dwells in you."
难怪使徒保罗会告诉我们要靠着圣灵紧紧地守着这一个托付给我们的宝贝。
There is so much more one could say on this, but I don't want to kill it with too many words.
当然我还可以说很多，但是我不愿意太多的话把这个重要的点反而消灭了。
When a person is filled with the Spirit,
当一个人被圣灵充满，
they are led by the Spirit.
自然而然他就被圣灵引导，受圣灵引导。
The word of God is very clear on this.
神的话很清楚。
As many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons.Of God.
凡被圣灵引导的就是神的儿女。
That's Romans 8 verse 14.
这是罗马书八章十四节所说的。
You heard it?
听见了吗？听见过吗？
You cannot be led of the Spirit if you're not filled with the Spirit.
如果你没有被圣灵充满的人，你怎么能够被圣灵引导呢？
You will be led by your own soul.
你是被你自己的魂来引导。
By the fashion of this world.
或者照着世界的流行。
By the philosophy of this world.
或者世界的哲学。
And by many other things.
或者有许许多多的事可以引导你。
Only when you are filled with the Spirit.
只有你被圣灵充满，你才能被圣灵引导。
Can you be led by the Spirit?
你能够被圣灵带领。
In Galatians 5 and I think it's verse 19, it says, walk.By the Spirit.
在加拉太书五章里面有一节圣经说靠圣灵行事。
It's a progress.
这是一步一步进步的。
Step by step by step by step.
乃是一步一步跟上去。
The first step by the Spirit. The second step by the Spirit. The third step by the Spirit.
第一步受圣灵引导，第二步也受圣灵引导。
You walk by the Spirit.
每一步都该跟着圣灵。
Dear brothers and sisters, dear family of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，神的家。
I pray daily to be delivered from some people who all the time tell me what the Spirit is saying to them.
我求神保守我脱离这样的人，天天在我的耳朵边里面对我说，哦，圣灵今天对我说这个，圣灵这样，明天对我说那个。
Because it is patently clear that it is not the Holy Spirit who is speaking to them.
因为你听完他讲这个话的时候，你马上就知道根本就不是圣灵所说的，是他自己说的。
Let me tell you in Jerusalem.
在耶路撒冷，让我讲一个故事。
We have one Jeremiah.
我们那里有一个耶利米。
Three Elijahs.
有三个以利亚。
Three Mary, Virgin Marys.
有三个童女玛利亚。
All of them believe that the Spirit is speaking to them.
每一个人都自认为圣灵对我这样说，圣灵
对我那样说。It is demons that
speak. 其实是魔鬼对他这样说。
We have so many of the two witnesses, I could fill this whole building with them.
我们那里有很多这个自认为是启示录里面那个两个见证人的，有一大堆。
Is it possible to be so deceived?
你不能想象基督徒能够被骗到这个地步。
That the voice of your self life becomes the voice of the Holy Spirit.
明明是你自己的声音，你却把它挂上圣灵所说的话。
Yes, it is. Unless by the word of God through the Holy Spirit, your soul and spirit are divided.
这件事情是绝对真的，除非你能够被圣灵充满，你能够活在灵的里面，你永远没有办法分辨是魂的声音呢，还是灵的声音。
When that happens, you can see what is yourself and what is the Lord.
除非你被圣灵充满，你永远不能分辨什么是你自己的想法，什么是出于主的。
Nevertheless,
但是
we need to be led of the Spirit.
我们无论如何需要接受圣灵的引导。
Why does the Spirit of God say through the Apostle Paul, "Those that are led of the Spirit, they are the sons of God"?
为什么在罗马书里面保罗告诉我们，那些被凡被圣灵引导的，就是神的儿女呢
？Note carefully, doesn't say children of God.
在那里，他不是说是神的孩子
，sons of God.
他来说是神的儿子。
Brother Sparks used to get into a lot of trouble over this.
如果解经解不清楚，就很多麻烦。
He felt there was a difference between when the Word of God speaks of children of God and when it speaks of sons of God.
这位弟兄他觉得在圣经里面，如果说是对儿女所说的话与对儿子所说的话有区别。
You may be a baby.
你可能是一个小 baby,
but you can't take over your father's business.
但是你却没有办法承担父亲的事业。
You may be a kindergarten child.
你可能是幼稚园的小朋友。
You can't take over the family property.
你也没有资格来承受一个家庭的产业。
You can inherit it.
你可以承接。
You can't administer it.
但是你没有办法管理。
Why?
为什么？
Because a son.Can.
只有长成的儿子可以。
You're not always children.
我们不能永远做小孩。
You're always sons.
但是你可以永远做长成的儿子。
I think there is something here.
在这里有一个重点。
You know what it says in Revelation chapter 21 and verse 7?
在启示录二十一章有这么一句话
He that overcometh shall inherit these things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son.
那些得胜的，他们要做我的儿子。
In other words, only by being truly led of the Spirit.
换而言之，只有真正能够接受圣灵引导的人
，Can you walk by the Spirit？
你才能够靠着圣灵行事。
Can you spiritually grow？
你因为在属灵上已经长成了
，So you become a son。
所以你才能成为一个长成的儿子。
That can rule and reign.
那你才能够跟主一起掌权管理。
Or I think of another matter.
我再举一个例子。
To do with being filled with the Spirit.
跟圣灵充满有关。
You will find it in Revelation.
也是在启示录。
Chapter 2.
第二章。
And verse 7.
第七节。
He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
Chapter 3.
第三章。
Verse 22.
二十二节。
He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
Well, now I find this very, very important.
我觉得这两句话很重要。
In this last book of the Bible,
这是圣经的最后一本书。
All to do with what is entrusted to us as the church.
这本书完全是跟神托付给教会的宝贝有关系。
We hear the risen, glorified Messiah.
我们在这里听见这位复活升天的荣耀的基督
saying to each of those seven churches,
对每一间教会说话
He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the church.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的都应当听。
Interesting,
很有意思。
Why didn't he say, He that hath an ear, let him hear what I'm saying?
为什么他不是说让凡有耳的听我耶稣所说的话呢？
Of course.It is what the Lord is saying.
是耶稣所说的话。
Jesus.
耶稣说的。
He that hath an ear. Every child of God has a spiritual organism within their spirit that can hear the voice of God.
每一个神的儿女都从神得着这一个能力，就是在他的生命中有一个属灵的耳朵，能够听见神的话。
Don't tell me, oh no, 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 that's not right.
That's all right.
No, that's not right.
哦，你不要告诉我，我刚刚讲的话不对。
Listen to what the Lord Jesus said.
注意主耶稣说了什么。
John's Gospel, chapter 10, verse 27.
在约翰福音第十章这么一句话
My sheep hear my voice.
耶稣说我的羊听我的声音。
Did you hear that?
听见没有？
My sheep hear my voice.
我的羊听我的声音。
It would be totally abnormal not to hear the voice of the Lord Jesus.
如果一个基督徒听不见主耶稣的声音，这是不正常的。
He takes this book, and by the Spirit, he makes it alive to us.
这本圣经，神耶稣基督借着圣灵，把这个话变成活的话，对我们说话。
Surely every one of you has had your own experience of a word.Of God leaping out of the page.
每一个基督徒应该都有相同的经历，这个本来印在圣经上的字，有一天跳出来对你说话。
It becomes yours.
这句话是对你说的。
The word dwells in you.
这个话住在你里面的。
It's an implanted word.
这个话种在你的生命中。
The word of Christ dwells in you.
因为神的话住在我们的里面。
It is the Spirit.
是借着圣灵做的。
It is the Spirit that gives life.
因为是灵赐人生命。
This matter of hearing is all important.
听见圣灵向我们说的话非常重要。
And especially as we move into these times of turmoil and confusion.
特别在现在我们已经来到一个非常混乱危险的时代。
We need to hear the voice of the shepherd.
我们一定要能够听见我们的牧人向我们说话。
We need to hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches.
我们需要听见圣灵向众教会所说的话。
We must never get so caught up with the routine of the church.
不要被我们每天生活中的这些细节搞得。
With the meetings of the church.
这些日常的事情把我们绑住。
With even studying His word.
我们甚至是读圣经。
Even having times of prayer.
我们也祷告。
And somehow we are so caught up with it, we never hear His voice.
我们被这些日常的事情做到后来，我们根本没有听见主真正在说什么。
The key to the body of Christ.
主身体的这一把钥匙是什么？
It's healthiness.
是健康。
It's functioning.
是每一个肢体都尽功能。
It's growth.
是成长。
Is in hearing the head.
那他的秘密是听见头所说的话。
When elder brothers don't hear the head, lifelessness.
如果在教会的长老听不见头在说话的话，这个教会没有生命。
When workers in the work of the Lord don't hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches, lifelessness.
如果教会的工人听不见主所说的话，这个教会也失去生命。
We can only do one thing.
那只好做一件事咯。
Fall back on routine.
那我们就是照着传统做每一件事情就行了。
Beloved brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
this matter of hearing,is the most vital matter and is directly an evidence of being filled with the Spirit of God.
一个基督徒能够听见主向你所说的话，这是一个非常重要的生命的现象，也是一个证据你是被圣灵充满，接受圣灵的引导。
Do you remember the pictures we have in the Old Covenant?
记得在旧约里面有这么样一幅图画。
Do you remember the leper?
记得有一个得麻风的人。
The cleansing of the leper.
得洁净。
The leper is always a picture of you and me, sinners.
在圣经里面每次讲到得大麻风的人就是预表一个犯罪的人，就像你像我一样。
What did the priest do?
那个祭司在这个人身上做什么事？
He took blood.
他把血涂在
哪里？
把它涂在这个
on the thumb,
耳垂上
on the big toe.
手指上脚趾上。
He took oil.
然后把油
put it on the ear.
抹在
On the thumb,
耳垂上
on the big toe,
手指上与脚趾上
Why? Why?
为什么旧约这样说
The ear.
为什么讲到耳朵
Why not the thumb first?
为什么不讲手指第一呢
We work with our hands.
因为我手什么重要我们工作
Why the ear?
为什么先讲的是耳朵
What about the feet?
脚呢
If your feet are disabled, how can you do anything?
如果
You can't work.
如果你脚瘫痪了，你不能走路。
It's as if God is saying, if I do not have your ear, I do not have you.
这里的信息很简单，就是如果我没有先得着你的耳朵，我没有得到你这个人。
You will do your own thing.
因为你只会做你自己喜欢做的事。
However much you know of the Bible.
不管你圣经的知识有多少。
You will still do your own thing.
你仍然照着你自己的意思去做事。
Unless I have your ear.
除非我得到你的耳朵。
The ear has to be a born again ear, if you understand.
那这个耳朵很特别，应该叫做重生的耳朵。
It has to be a spiritual ear.
这是一个属灵的耳朵，属灵的耳朵。
Do you remember the bond slave?
记得那个旧约的奴隶吗
Do you remember when he didn't want to go out free in the year of Jubilee?
在禧年的时候，他不愿意离开他的主人。
The law gives a certain understanding.
那么圣经里面就说，如果有这样的奴隶，
if he wants to remain with his master forever,
他心甘情愿的要做这一家的奴隶一生，
he must go to the master.
那他就要对他的主人说，
and he must say,
他要对主人说，
I love you,
我爱你，
and I want to stay with you,
我要在你家服侍你。
Then the master is to take him to the doorpost.
然后主人就要把他带到这个门框边。
And pierce his ear.
就在他的耳朵上打一个洞。
Why not his hand?
怎么不在他手上打一个洞呢？
He's a bond slave.
这个人是个奴隶。
A bond slave, the whole point of a bond slave is hands.
做奴隶就是你的手要快啊。
Always working with his hands.
要做得好啊。
What about his feet?
脚也可以啊。
Why not put a ring on his finger?
或者在手上给他戴一个戒指也好啊。但是耶稣不是神不这样做的。
An ankle bracelet.
那我在脚上戴一个链子。
He can't do anything with his hands unless his feet carry him.
脚也很重要，如果脚不走路，他手再能干也不能做事。
No, says the Lord.
但是主人不是这样说的。
Feet and hands may be important.
是，手脚很重要。
But if I do not have his ear,
但是如果没有得到这个人的耳朵，
his service is worthless.
这个人的侍奉是没有价值的。
So simple.
就是这么简单。
Therefore, this matter of hearing.
所以这一个听见主的话。
If you do not grow up, you cannot be one who can guard the treasure entrusted to you by the Holy Spirit.
如果你的灵性没有长进，你没有办法挑起这个守住这个宝贝的责任。
Babies don't guard, they have to be guarded.
婴孩不能守住宝贝，他自己都要被人家守看守的。
Babies don't keep, they have to be kept.
婴孩要被人家来保护看守。
To guard something, you have to grow up.
如果你要能够看守一个宝贝，你自己必须是个成人，长大成人的人。
You cannot guard the treasure deposited in you by the except by the Holy Spirit.
除非你靠着圣灵，你没有能力来守住神给你这个宝贝。
If you do not hear the voice of the Lord, you cannot guard that treasure.
同样，你如果听不见教会的主所说的话，你也守不住神给你这个宝贝。
Finally,
最后
，It is very interesting that hearing what the Spirit says to the churches is linked to overcoming.
能够听见圣灵向众教会所说的话，这件事跟你能不能够做得胜者是直接有关系的。
Many years ago, I asked Mr. Sparks.
好多年前，我问过斯百克弟兄
，What is overcoming?
什么是得胜者？
It was in his Scottish home.
那个时候我是在苏格兰他的家里面跟他谈话。
And I remember him thinking for a few moments.
他想了一下。
And then he said,
然后他对我说，
Overcoming is being in the will of God and on course at the end.
得胜者的意思乃是在行在神的旨意里头，而且能够坚持到底。
Even if you've got out of the will of God,
你如果从神的旨意跑出去
，Even if you strayed from His purpose,
虽然你可能有了一个弯路
，To bring you back,
但是他把你带回来
，At least to be on course.
所以你没有，最后还是在这条路上
，And in the will of God.
在神的旨意的里面
At the end.
在他的结局终点。
I got into trouble when I mentioned this in Farmville, in the Longwood conference, the Christian Family Conference. Because the English, now forgive me of course, you Americans here, I mean Native Americans, whatever you call yourselves, I mean those whose mother tongue is English.
当我讲的这段话在前一个聚会里头，有人对我有意见，这是一个英文有关的。
B-U-O-Y is boy in English English. But apparently in American English it's buoy. How Americans ever get this, I'll never know. I mean, how do you get E out of O-Y? Oi! I mean, I don't understand it. I've never understood them. They make everything so simple, but they chase a salad with a fork. And that is the most complicated thing I've ever known. It'd be better to eat a salad with chopsticks. But anyway.
他在讲笑话说到美国人用叉子吃沙拉，应该用筷子吃沙拉才比较方便一点。
Buoy. Overcoming is like buoys. Buoys. I can't say buoy. It upsets me to say it. But anyway, buoys. That means, you know, they are the things that mark danger for boats. Mark the channel into the harbor where there's deeper water. When you have storms, those buoys go under, you don't see them. Then they come up, then they go under, then they come up, then they go under, then they come up. That is overcoming.
什么叫做得胜？就好像在这个船航道的旁边有的这一个浮标，在大浪的里头，有的时候冒上来，有的时候沉下去，有的时候冒上来，上上下下，这就好像基督徒在这个人生的大风大浪里面，有的时候软弱，有的时候刚强，有的时候软弱，但是保持在航道上，这就是得胜者。
Overcoming may does not mean that you're continuously above. It means that when you go under by the overcomer in you, you come out on top.
得胜者并不是一直一路都是得胜，没有失败过，乃是说一个得胜者在他的失败里面，可是基督的得胜的生命在他里面，叫他又从软弱中刚强起来。
There is a wonderful little word in Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 20, according to the power that worketh in us.
以弗所书第三章说，按着那一个在我们里面生命的大能，神叫我们复活。
When that power is in us,
当这个大能在我们里面，
the Holy Spirit who dwells in us,
圣灵住在我们里面，
no matter how much the storm crashes over us,
不管外面的大浪是多大，把我们覆盖，
by that power in us, we come out on top.
借着里面这个能力，我们能够胜过这外面的风浪。
That is overcoming.
这个叫做得胜。
It is very interesting.That in the message to every one of the seven churches, Jesus links hearing what the Spirit says to the churches with overcoming.
所以在这七封信的里头，每一封信主耶稣都讲到圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。这一件事情跟这个教会的得胜者发生直接的关系。
All those churches selected had problems.
没有一个教会没有问题。
Some of them serious problems.
有的问题非常严重。
Because they were real churches.
因为他们是真实的教会。
The Lord never said leave.
主从来没有说这些问题严重的教会，哎，你们统统离开这个教会吧。
He said overcome.
主乃是说在这个教会中做得胜者。
There's nothing like an imperfect church for overcoming.
在一个不完美的教会中能够做得胜者是一件美事。
Try it.
试试看。
I think there is nothing like an imperfect church with Nicolaitanism, with Jezebel, I don't know with what else, for overcoming.
你在教会中像启示录里面说到有尼格拉党的教训，有巴兰的教训，有耶西别的教训，这些一大堆的问题，但是能够在这一堆问题里头得胜，这是何等的美好的见证。
If by the grace of God,
我们靠的是主的恩典，
by the indwelling Christ,
靠着我们里面这个内住的基督，
through the Holy Spirit,
借着圣灵，
We are overcomers.
我们就能得胜。
We shall guard that treasure, that good deposit entrusted to us.
我们要靠着圣灵守住神已经放在我们里面的这一个宝贝。
Shall we pray?
让我们祷告。
Beloved Lord,
亲爱的主,
we ask you to save this word from being misinterpreted,
求你让我们这个话语不被曲解了,
or in any way misunderstood,
或者误会了,
but by your Holy Spirit,
我们求圣灵,
indelibly engrave it in our heart,
把这些话牢牢地刻在我们的心板上,
Lord, make it unavoidable,Inescapable.
让我们没有一个逃掉的。
We are the inheritors of a tremendous and a good tradition.
我们有一个美好的传统。
It goes back to the beginning.
因为这个传统从起初就开始。
We can trace it, Lord, all the way through the history of the church.
我们能够在整个的教会里头，教会的历史里头看见这一件事。
The Lord, you know, we can make the same mistake that has been made again and again and again.
而且我们一直在犯历史的错误。
We sang, "Revive your work, O Lord."
主，今天我们唱，求你啊。这个兴起你的工作来。
We ask you again.
我们再求你。
Revive your work, Lord.
求你复兴你的工作。
It is time to renew and quicken and bring us back to our first love.
主啊，现在就是把我们带回起初的爱心的时候。
To bring us back to the power of your Holy Spirit.
把我们带回到圣灵的能力里头。
So that, Lord, in these days of turmoil and confusion ahead,
主啊，当我们面对这一个混乱危险的时代中，
we shall be a witness and a testimony.
我们可以在这个时代里做你的见证人。
Hear this prayer, Lord.
主啊，听我们大家的祷告。
For we ask it in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们是奉耶稣基督宝贵的名祈求。阿门。